Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We've got Big Weej. That's Jake Volnick to you and me coming up in 1 hour's time. In case we missed it, coming up in just about 40 minutes time. But we actually started talking about this in the pre-show. I was really surprised at the waffling of opinions, not just on the Guardians, but maybe where Terry Francona was in Cincinnati and where he was here in Cleveland and where the Gardos are without him, based off what happened then this weekend.
What do you think was waffling?
I just think I saw a lot of people saying, oh, Tito beat us, as if it was some sort of like indication that the Guardians couldn't beat Tito.
Oh, I'd say Will Benson beat us.
He had like the special sauce of, or like he had some sort of Jedi mind trick on the Guardians. No, and like, it was just a bad weekend.
It was a bad weekend. It was a 3-game set. It's not as if Tito himself did anything special or amazing. That's why, like, when you see all these managers that get fired, we saw it with the Pirates. We saw the Orioles just fired their manager over the weekend as well. It's like, it's not their fault. A lot of the times, it's not their fault.
Yeah, I mean, well, the difference is Brandon Hyde didn't have a playoff win in the last the two previous playoffs. Steven Vogt's already kind of proven he knows how to do the managing thing. Bum managers don't get to the ALCS.
Well, you won the, can we call it a Tito breakup? Because I know at the time it was phrased as him just retiring and stepping aside for health reasons, but
breakup.
We know enough at this point. Can't we just call it a breakup?
I mean, did he need a year off to concentrate on health? Yes. Was that put into motion because of some frustration he had with the organization? Also, yes.
From that perspective, if we call it a breakup, then I feel like Guardians fans should feel like you won the breakup because Vogt has done everything that you could expect and then some. You were just in the ALCS last year.
I also think he landed with the Reds, and like, Ellie De La Cruz is a really exciting player. He hasn't fulfilled on the hype yet.
Not even close.
Like, he's very splashy as a player,
and
just is not a very consistent player. Look at that roster, like, there's not a lot of star potential there. Now, maybe Tito can get it out of somebody the way, you know, gradually over time. I think he created an environment where Hosey could grow into the player that Jose became year three, I think, in baseball.
And I do think small ball is actually something, it's something that Tito obviously always favored, but I think it's actually working into today's baseball climate. What I mean by that is not just the running the bases part of it, but in particular stolen bases. Considering stolen bases are up as high as we've ever seen it right now, and they're having a success rate higher than we've ever seen it across baseball history, 78% of them are being swiped. And so, like, there are little things that are playing to Tito's advantage, but you just need enough talent. And right now, the Reds don't have that.
Yeah, and I mean, what's wild about this is they're kind of at the tail end of like a rebuild talent wise, meaning a lot of their guys have been up for several years now or have had, you know, 2 years of experience now, and just nobody's kind of come to the top. They've got some nice young players, so I don't want to try and like bag on them, but I think if Tito's real problem in Cleveland was not just his health, but he just was frustrated how they don't spend here, I think he's going to have a rude awakening in Cincinnati where they ebb and flow with that ownership group just as much as Cleveland does.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong there. But within the Guardians and this conversation, though, I don't know how you can look at this weekend and think, man, do I miss Tito so much.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there was the comment about Andrew Abbott, and he was like, well, I'll just be quite honest, the man's got a set on him. Like, there were some Tito-ism things that were fun, but at the same point, like, I do think, like...
It was nice watching him chew bubble gum again.
It was. Nobody chews bubble gum.
Not like him.
Like a man that is 62 and has played baseball in the big leagues.
That's years of experience.
But I think you're right. I think you're onto something, though. That I am supremely confident that Stephen Vogt is a good manager. I don't know if he's a great manager, but I at least know, like, this isn't a Bud Black situation. This isn't, I'm trying to think of a guy, this isn't a Manny Acta situation, right? Where you waited a couple years and you're like, all right, are they going to win? They've got some talent. Are they going to win?
And that's why him doing it out of the gate and him being able to overachieve with a team that many people left for dead to begin with anyway. Like, he showed you a season that most managers, if they're there for a decade, don't get to show you.
And
he did that right out of the rip.
That's like, even when people kind of look down at this team, it's like, well, the rotation's not very good. I'm like, yeah, not yet. Well, the bullpen, is it a little overrated? Class A, is he in? Is he out? I don't know. Well, the lineup, it's not good enough. And I'm like, all right, let's see.
And yet they're still winning.
Like, there is, to me, as long as you're continuing to win, and again, they did get swept this weekend. They've lost four straight games. But, like, the beauty about where baseball is, especially in the AL, like, the last 2 years have proven, last year proved, and then this year continues to prove, it's not AL Central or bust. Like, you can, like, the Guardians right now, I think, would be the second wild card team.
They would be a playoff team today.
You're still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And even so, if you look around the rest of the playoffs, there might be like an 84 win playoff team this year.
And listen, I don't know what ends up happening with Kafis. Maybe he comes up here this year. Maybe it's in the next couple weeks. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know when DeLauder will get up here. I really don't know. I don't know when Bizana is going to get up here. But like, you can see where the reinforcements are, and you can see how this team, even if it's not for this season, next year and then beyond, they're going to hit so much better than what this team currently is.
And to what you were saying, I don't expect John Kensi to be here in a month if he continues hitting this way, let alone in 3 months.
No, he'll probably be the one that gets called down when Lane Thomas comes back up.
That makes sense. And then you have what I think is maybe the most exhilarating right field that you could possibly have, Lane Thomas and Will Brennan. I mean, just murderer's row there. But I still think that there's enough to do here. Like, even Rocchio got sent down, and he's raking since then. I think the offense is going to be fine to be just good enough. It comes down to, can the rotation find itself? And that's a big question right now. But I think the Guardians are in a really good spot. I feel less certain that Tito is in a, you're going to rattle something off here over the next couple years in Cincinnati. It doesn't mean he can't do it. I just mean I feel better about the Guardian state because they're so young.
Yeah.
And because those reinforcements are coming versus like the guys today that are playing for Cincinnati. Those are the guys that have to play better in the next couple of years for Tito to get where they think he's going to take him.
I just don't know how much Tito can do there. And it's not like I'm going to try to defend Tito because you guys know me. That's not what I'm going to try to do. It's just the talent. It's just not there in Cincinnati. That's kind of what made this weekend so, I think, awful for people. Is you're staring at the next few series is going to be the Twins and the Tigers. But Twins just were on a 13-game winning streak until Sunday, and that got snapped. So they won 13 out of 14, and the Tigers just refused to lose baseball games.
What's funny about it to me is if you were, instead of losing four straight, if you had won four straight, everyone would have been like, bring on the Twinkies, we want this. Because you lost four, everyone's acting like this is the end of the season. It's like, no, this is another good opportunity. Like, we're still the first 80 games in. We haven't hit the...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
80 game mark. And once you get about 80 games in, all right, maybe this guy isn't here. Maybe this is what you need. Maybe you go try and find this, whether it's a big trade, a little trade, something in between. Or maybe there's a young guy at AAA. Like,
yeah, I mean, there are some things they got to try to do if they're going to show us that they're going to at least try to get an offense that's better than what it has been.
No, definitely. But I think my point is there's just so much time. And I know I'm not trying to be the guy that says don't analyze where they are. But if you're winning, even if you have obvious flaws, as long as you continue to win and you're 4 to 5 games above 500, you are in the catbird seat, even if you're not in the top of the division.
Right, and then try to get humming when you actually do get the postseason underway and everything's going. I'm not going to sit here and act like this is a perfect baseball team. It's not.
But am I the only person that thinks they were in a little bit of a no-win situation with the Tito thing? If you put boots to asses this weekend and you took 2 of 3, you swept Tito.
You were expected to against the Reds, yeah.
But because they lost to, again, Cincinnati is probably a middle-of-the-road talent team. Those teams can still, this isn't the Rockies. This isn't the White Sox. This is a team that can beat you if you don't have a good weekend.
So obviously I watched every game, and I can't tell you how little I thought about Tito being in the other dugout.
I feel like I got a lot more of the other way.
See, they kept showing him. I think you're right, and I'm trying to figure out why I felt one way and a lot of people felt a different way. But they kept showing him, and I got it, and I understood all that. It just, in my opinion, maybe it's because we just replaced him with Vogt, and I feel so good about Vogt that it just didn't do anything for me.
216-474-0092. There are ways to prove things, and there are ways not to. We'll get to that. But who is winning the divorce, Tito or the Cleveland Guardians? And boots on the ground in the weekend's biggest story, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.